Hallelujah. Good morning, precious family. On this precious, beautiful day, our readings this morning is Philippians chapter 3, and it's from verses 8 to 11.
Please allow me before I read just to give God all the honor and glory and praise for this 8 years of our marriage. And I honor him for Trevor in my life. And it's been 8 years now that this WhatsApp message is going out every single day. And thank you, Trevor, for all your love and care and patience with me as well. And it's a blessing to minister with you. Okay, I'm reading from the TPT. To truly know him meant letting go of everything from my past and throwing all my boasting on the garbage heap. It's all like a pile of manure to me now, so that I may be enriched in the reality of knowing Jesus Christ and embrace him as Lord in all of his greatness. My passion is to be consumed with him and not cling to my own righteousness based in keeping the written law. My only righteousness will be his, based on the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, the very righteousness that comes from God. And I continually long to know the wonders of Jesus and to experience the overflowing power of his resurrection working in me. I will be one with him in his sufferings and become like him in his death. Only then will I be able to experience complete oneness with him in his resurrection from the realm of death.
Hallelujah. So this is powerful stuff. You know that, yeah, we counted as dung our before Christ when we were still like a child, thought like a child, acted like children. But now in Christ, we partake of the supernatural blessings, supernatural resurrection power that I so love this. I've never really seen it before. Here at the end, here in the TPT, it says, and I'll continue long to know the wonders of Jesus and to experience overflowing power of his resurrection working in me. I will be one with him in his sufferings and become like him in his death. You know, so he's resurrected. And now because we are one with him and we able to experience him and just again, you know, just thinking about yesterday, we left nice and early at 3 o'clock to be at the Temba Park. Danita loves elephants. And then at first the whole first hour or so, we never saw no elephants. So then there was a lot of spoor in the road. So Danita got out to go take a photo. And then I told her, hey, look behind you. And there was an elephant. So that was our first elephant. Then we just rode a bit further. Then I got out of the car to relieve myself. And Danita said to me, hey, look to your left. And there a big elephant walked over the path. And that was our first two. And then there was the next time we came, and the road was very sandy, so you couldn't really reverse there. So we're riding, and the next minute the elephant crossed the road, went into the bush, saw us, and then came and charged, and then stopped right in front of the car, and then turned around, and then went back into the bush. And then further on, right just at the end of our trip, you could say
he was one drinking water and they didn't bother us.
Oh, yeah, sorry, the ones drinking water. This is the photo you got here in the morning message. That was the one. And then there was another bunch, and they were right in front of the car, and so we couldn't get past. But then they came, and the one came, and it looked like he was scratching his leg, but I like someone mentioned that there it was his humble reversing. You don't make as if he's reversing. He's just humbly scratching his legs. And it was so cute. We were reverse, and then he'll come, and then he'll stop, and he'll scratch his legs again, and we reverse a bit further, and that's, yeah, and then we went out. And then this morning, you know, relevant to this message, I after that elephant that charged and stopped in front of us, Danita was praying, you know, that she could trust me to make the right decisions and that the elephants could respect us. So that was just so lovely this morning, just thinking that was an answer to prayer, that last bunch there where they respected us and then made a humble retreat. And so, guys, the encouragement is, you know, we're there to know God. And as I shared with Keith this morning, there's so many things happening, especially in the Ukraine. And there's a lot of bad testimonies. Those pictures of the dogs and the pig in the water and the cows carried away there with the river. It haunts you. But we need to know and we need to remember at all times. We've got a God that stays with us. And when we abide in his shelter, he protects us. And yes, we can get the testimonies of the 10,000 and 11,000 falling. But we need to just hold fast to a God that is good and then trust him for mankind and then be the lights in the darkness, as we shared earlier about that situation with all this lies being spread over this earth. You see, we are the fragrance of Christ. We are the testimonies of Jesus. We are the citizens of the kingdom, and we represent the kingdom. And in the representing and standing for what is right, we're making room that some of these people can come out of this darkness, of this deception, and this highway to hell, and come into Jesus and stay with Jesus and walk with Jesus, and then also be the fragrant, helping other people. So be blessed to know that everything has been done, and you need to just stay in that place of peace, in the place of fellowship, in the place of being aware we got a very present God in the time of need. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed.
Thank you, Lord, for your resurrection power working in and through us, extending your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.